Many of you, you value your career and you don't know what you are doing to yourself. We are not saying that your career is not good. We are not saying that your success academic is not good. They are beautiful things, but I charge you that your destiny is beyond career. The reason why you are not progressing is because you have equated divine mandate with academic mandate. You are placed both of them on equal side. You don't value kingdom mandate. See, some people, the way they are committed to their secular job, they are not committed to God like that. How can somebody be telling me that I'm praying too much? How can somebody be telling me that I'm reading my Bible too much? That I should use my time for something better? So there is something better outside God. Debbie, that's why the devil is making you feel as if what you are doing is the agenda of God. It's so that your ordination can be shattered. There are many things about your life that you have not known. And what is taking many people away from God's presence is because of their personal ambition. There are many things that you want to achieve. There are many things you want to accommodate. You feel if you start following God, there is nobody that will be around you. There's nobody that will be giving you money as usual. That is the place that you used to get things from, you cannot actually get. All the Yahoo boys that used to dash you money online, you felt they will not give you money again because you start doing spirituality. You begin to feel those things. You begin to shift the agenda of God. I tell you, the destiny that God has given to you sometimes may not be palatable to you. Do you know why? God is not a man. So there are personal contention. People contend against their own destiny. Some, I said ignorantly, some can be known, some can be unknown. Some people know that it's because of what they are doing that they don't have time for God. How can you begin the excuses for spiritual growth? And you say it's demon that is fighting you. Even if we know that demon uses some of those things, you know, as strategy, as systems, in order to corrupt the agenda of God over there. You too, you are not wise enough to know that whenever your plans go ahead of God's plan, you're already gone. Pray just one.